Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think we're finding ourselves a little bit. Again, the mention of different wide receivers in there and this and that. And it's not what you want, but it's okay. We got to continue to find our best combination. Who gives us the best chance to win? And, you know, where can we find the rhythm in the passing game and whatnot? But overall, we've had it at times, and then other times it hasn't been there. So we got to find that again and then stay with it.
Sean McDermott. Lines are open for your calls at 803-0550, Bills and Buccaneers from Orchard Park, Sunday at 1. We'll be on postgame. Will this be the long-awaited Reggie Gilliam game? Do we want it to be? I feel like that's a real question. No offense to the guy.
I would take it being the Reggie Gilliam game. I would take it being the Osiris Torrance falls on a fumble in the end zone game. I don't win. just win.
The punter game.
Right. I mean, whatever. Assuming that a Reggie Gilliam game would be because it's a win. I'm not thinking we would name it because he makes some egregious mistake or something that leads to them losing the game.
No, and I said that too, but it's not like it couldn't be that. There is a Ronnie Harmon game.
That's correct. Yes, that's right. Bill Buckner.
There would have to be something really amazing.
This is game six. You don't even really need Buckner. Everyone knows it's Buckner.
But it's known as game six, so you don't need the...
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I see. Yeah, I agree.
You don't need the player's name on there. Game six does the trick.
It's not going to be the Josh Allen game because there are like 20 of those. They're just not recent.
Yeah.
When was the last Josh Allen game?
Oh, well, when did they last win? I mean, 26 of 29 or whatever, 23 of 20, whatever he was against the Chiefs was a pretty good Josh Allen game.
No, there have been many of those. You're right. They win two out of three or three out of four.
Right.
But
a game where he just goes off.
He's too good to have a game named for him. Like, he's just, there's too many.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no Jim Kelly game, is there? Unless the dive in Miami?
Yeah, but no.
It's the dive game.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly.
Right. The beauty of having it's obscure guys that have not obscure even, but just the more obscure the better. If you've got a game named after you, again, that works better. Yeah, if you're great, you're gonna have dozens of games that you could be confused about which game are you referring to. So you can't do that. That's right.
Allen as a starter, the Bills are 82-37. If you take his rookie year out, every year since has been a playoff year, 5-6, 77-31. 77-31, regular season. And he's got a playoff win every year in the last five, if not two. Just not more than that, unfortunately. Right. Here's Jim with us. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I hope I didn't miss the pizza question, but if you're getting a white pizza, you have to put ricotta on it. Otherwise, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I see.
You can put anything you want.
I'm not a huge ricotta fan, and I don't make my white pizza with ricotta, but I hear you. The thing that caught my attention on the menu, seeing as you're bringing this back up, we're doing a show tomorrow at Leo's Pizza on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park / West Seneca. And I looked at their menu, and the description of the white pizza said, a combination, maybe a blend of cheeses, a blend of white cheeses. Will you, and it says in parentheses, I think, will use mozzarella on request. And that's the big, you've got to have, to me, it's fontanella is the cheese you need to have.
Wow.
And if that's you,
correct.
Yeah, that's my opinion. That's how I made it when I made it, and that's how I make it at home. But when I ran a pizza place, we put fontanella on it. A little mozzarella on top, sort of like almost like as light as you would put Parmesan on top of a pizza for a little moisture.
Flavor.
Because everything else is so dry. The fontanella is a very dry cheese, and the mozzarella gives it a little bit of wetness, which works. But mozzarella should not be the main cheese on a white pizza. Like that's, yeah, I look at a menu, and if you're telling me you're putting mozzarella on the white pizza, I'm never ordering it. I'm just not. You're not doing it right.
Right.
Well,
you're right, because there's not a lot of flavor in mozzarella. I mean, it's good cheese, but
And again, I like it. I do add a little to my white pizza when I make it, but it's not the predominant cheese on the pizza.
Correct. So. Well done.
All right. All right.
Now I usually call because I love the white pizza. It's a good change up, you know, because I can eat pizza every day, and that's why I couldn't wait to hear what you said was on the menu. That
yeah, right. Right.
That was it. So you know, now I can enjoy the rest of my night without being like, oh,
good, yeah. And now you know if you ever want to get a white pizza from Leo's, you know that you're going to get, you know, again, I didn't specify what other blend of white cheeses they're using, but I mean, there's not that many. And to me, it would be surprising if it's not Fontina or Fontanella. They're very similar. But that's mm-hmm. where you got to go to me. Yeah.
Right.
All right,
now,
Jim.
Now, on the bills,
yep.
On to the bills, you know, I usually call, I've called them, I was the first one, I think, that wanted McDermott gone because he's a defensive guy. Nothing against him, just I wish we had the offensive guy. I called about, you know, all the time, it's always about offense. Can you believe we're at the point we're at now where teams are daring Josh to throw? Come on. Anybody could have, nobody else would have destroyed this team that way. They used to be can't miss football. Now I can't even watch them. They're boring. They're boring. They're nothing like what we used to be. Am I in a panic mode, or is everybody else like this?
Well, how much of the league is like the Bills were 4 years ago is a good question to ask. You know, Jim, I think that there was a trend coming, right? 3-4 years ago, we started talking about the too high shell. Like, where'd all the explosive passing numbers go? And I think the Bills got on the front edge of that wave, recognizing that that was coming, and retooled, and the running game has served them well, but they have completely lost the other part, which is not, you know, that is not just because of a too high shell and the way defenses are playing. But I think the league in general is not what it was in that way. You know, week over week, there are games, but it's not, you're just not seeing what you were seeing 3-4 years ago. I don't think 5 years ago anymore, consistently from even the best guys. So I think that's something that needs to be factored in to how the Bills have changed, but it's clear they've gone too far in a different direction. You know, I had Nate in here yesterday in place of you, Mike, and
yes.
he made a point that I really liked, and forgive me if you've said it or if it's been like said 10 times, but that he thought maybe the worst thing that happened to them was that they got away with last year. Like, last year was going to be a reset year. No Diggs, the dead money. Hyde and Poyer are gone. No Trey White. We're reloading, we're reshuffling, and they had as good a year as they've ever had, and I think maybe that fooled them into thinking they did not need a number one receiver. They didn't need to go hard at that position because they kind of they more than got away with it. I mean, they scored their 30 points a game and everything. And that sort of validated it. So we're going to keep going. And this year, it blew up in their faces.
I just don't, hearing all that and respecting the general point, I just don't want to put this in the past tense. 2 weeks ago, or 11 days ago, their offense was great against Kansas City, of all teams. Over 10 yards per pass. 3 incompletions on the night. Night. And that's 2 games ago. I mean, Sunday was bad. I think there's the philosophy part of this. There's also, I mean, we've beaten the separation among receivers part of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hit to death. There's also that Allen is getting sacked. He's taking hits. The first play in Miami, he's running right and takes a shot. I'm like, okay, this is today now, and that's happening more. Among his many great traits over the years is he doesn't get sacked. Like, he's able to get out. And now we've had games where he gets out a little early, and maybe he feels like he has to have any chance, and he's not getting out. Like, he's getting sacked 3 times in Miami, 3 by the Chiefs, 12 in the last 4. Which is a lot for him.
And some of those, like certainly one of the ones in Miami, is a play where I think as you're watching it, I remember what I thought at the time, and I'll bet what he thought was, oh, I've got a gap here, right? So I think teams are rushing him differently, maybe more disciplined, right? The one I'm thinking of is, like, the pressure comes around the edge, he steps away and then thinks to go to his left, and Sealer is there being blocked by Torrance. Torrance doesn't know where Allen is. He has his back to Allen. Sealer sees him and sees what way Allen is going and just closes off that what looked like it could have been like a 7 or 10 yard scramble. But it turns into a sack because they're being careful, I think, about how they rush him. And the attempts to get out of there are resulting in sacks more than they used to, for sure, to me. Like, a lot, I don't want to say a lot. I don't have every sack memorized. But
come on,
plenty of them, it feels to me, are this, where it seems like he's about to get away and someone's got him. And that wasn't happening really at all at any of these years. It's not like he's just standing back there and someone comes around the edge and hammers him. Chubb did get Dawkins one time on Sunday like that. He just surprised Dawkins with a tactic or whatever it was, got him very off balance, and ended up going for a piggyback ride on Josh Allen right in the pocket. But mostly it's the ball's down, Allen thinks he's got a lane, and it closes up and he's sacked. But that all the same, it's sacks. He's not getting away like he used to get away.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Tune in tomorrow to see what's on this pizza. One pizza, we have to agree, and we're both happy. There's no reason for either of us to sacrifice when it comes to toppings or style or fontanella or any of this. Quote fontanella. Like, just,
hey,
should be easy.
I will be happy to take a white pizza home from there. I didn't mean to force a white. I looked at the menu and that stood out to me for the reasons already stated.
So many options, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll see what it amounts to. Lines open at 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.